Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
How peaceful is your life? Inside your head, are there peaceful thoughts? How about your relationships? Are they peaceful? Peace is always preferable over confusion, hostility, and turmoil. There may not be much we can personally do to bring peace to our world, but we can bring peace into our life. Jesus can turn our troubled, worried, and dysfunctions into tranquility, harmony, and calm. I know He can do it because He is the Prince of Peace. Please stay tuned for the message from God's Word. All of us who support and produce Moments of Inspiration are praying that every listener will be blessed by our program today. We hope that our message in song and in word will edify your spirit.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. See you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, to see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 you are holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Prophet Isaiah wrote about the coming Messiah promised by Jehovah, and that was promised to the people of Israel. He wrote about his coming to establish his kingdom and shared these words that are found in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The seal of the Almighty will accomplish this. Did you notice that the foretelling of Jesus coming into this world described him as the Prince of Peace? In Jesus Christ and through Jesus, there is to be a constant and continual flow of peace. If Jesus were to live in and rule over every single heart of all the people on earth today, there could be the fulfillment of world peace. The evil plots and plans of wickedness would be blotted out. Well, someday, one day, there will be peace for all of God's people. Christians live with the hope of living in the very presence of the Lord Jesus and the Heavenly Father in absolute peace. There will be no sin, death, sorrow, pain. All such things will have been completely removed. And so we sing hymns that we say there are no tears in heaven, and how beautiful heaven must be. We anticipate living in a state of perfect peace. But let's bring our thoughts a little closer than the world peace that we pray for and hope for, so that wars will end and soldiers will be out of harm's way. Let's bring this message into our own personal relationships and into our hearts. I'm inviting you to discover, if you have not already, the Prince of God that can fill you up and carry you through a world that is plagued with conflict and war. The disciples of Jesus were terrified when the storm tossed their boat on the lake. They knew they were about to drown, but Jesus brought a calm not only to the winds and the waves, but in the hearts of those disciples. When these same disciples were sorrowed over Jesus telling them that he was going to go away through the death on the cross, he told them, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." Jesus spoke of an inner peace that was based upon the Lord's promises and what he had assured them. There is this peace that passes all understanding. And you may be asking how this happens when circumstances may not ever change in our lives. You might be wondering how our relationships will turn from being a battleground into a flower garden. How can my fears, my worries, my guilt ever be replaced with peace? When Jesus spoke to a storm and he stopped its raging, he brought a perfect calm to the waters and to the hearts of the men who were with him. He is able to do the same today. The gospel of Jesus Christ is called the gospel of peace. The songs of the night sung by the angel and heavenly host the night Jesus was born declares a peace on earth to men upon whom his favor rests. Values are not the right ones. Priorities are all messed up. Attitudes create tension. Words cut to the quick. Behaviors are out of control. Jesus changes all that. His gospel message is to believe in him to be the Savior of the world and the Lord of heaven and earth. Through accepting him in faith, we are called to repent or to change. We get a new set of standards. We are taught what is important and what isn't. We develop a whole approach to life. And there, through his Spirit living within us, we witness our words and our behaviors making a change. Through the surrender of our will to Christ's will, that comes when we submit to him and are immersed in the waters of baptism, washing our past sins away, burying the old sinful self, and then raised up into a new life, and we find an inner peace. Because we're reconciled to God, we have made peace with him, and now we relate to the circumstances, the people, and the problems with God's help. He is able to do far more than we can ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us. We can say, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Hear these words from the prophet Micah as he wrote about Jesus, the ruler from Bethlehem. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. And we conclude our message with Philippians 4, verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. May the peace of God be with you and in you today.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.